it didn't have them last time you was here. Not for what you might call general use.
They had a man at the front with a red flag, said Ligure.
They've come on a bit since then, I reckon.
What's this Crowley like? Said Ligure.
Hastur spat. He's been up here too long, he said. Right from the start. Gone native, if you ask me. Drives a car with a telephone in it.
Ligure pondered this. Like most demons, he had a very limited grasp of technology, so he was just about to say something like, I bet it needs a lot of wire, when the Bentley rolled to a halt at the cemetery gate.
And he wears sunglasses, sneered Hastur. Even when he don't need to.
He raised his voice.
All hail Satan, he said. All hail Satan, Ligure echoed.
Hi, said Crowley, giving him a little wave. Sorry I'm late, but you know how it is on the A40 at Denham. Then I tried to cut up towards Chorley Wood, and then...
Now we art all here, said Hastur meaningfully. We must recount the deeds of the day.
Yeah, deeds, said Crowley, with the slightly guilty look of one who is attending church for the first time in years and has forgotten which bits you stand up for.
Hastur cleared his throat.
I have tempted a priest, he said. As he walked down the street and saw the pretty girls in the sun, I put doubt in his mind. He would have been a saint, but within a decade we shall have him.
Nice one, said Crowley helpfully.
I have corrupted a politician, said Ligure. I let him think a tiny bribe would not hurt. Within a year we shall have him.
They both looked expectantly at Crowley, who gave them a big smile.
You'll like this, he said.
His smile became even wider and more conspiratorial.
I tied up every portable telephone system in central London for 45 minutes at lunchtime, he said.
There was silence, except for the distant swishing of cars.
Yeah, said Hastur. And then what?
Look, it wasn't easy, said Crowley. That's all, said Ligure. Look, people,
and exactly what has that done to secure souls for our master? Said Hastur.
Crowley pulled himself together. What could he tell them? That 20,000 people got bloody furious? That you could hear the arteries clanging shut all across the city? And that then they went back and took it out on their secretaries or traffic wardens or whatever, and they took it out on other people in all kinds of vindictive little ways which, and here was the good bit, they thought up themselves. For the rest of the day, the knock-on effects were incalculable. Thousands and thousands of souls all got a faint patina of tarnish, and you hardly had to lift a finger. But you couldn't tell that to demons like Hastur and Ligure. 14th-century minds, the lot of them, spending years picking away at one's soul. Admittedly, it was craftsmanship. But you had to think differently these days, not big but wide. With 5 billion people in the world, you couldn't pick the buggers off one by one anymore. You had to spread your effort. But demons like Ligure and Hastur wouldn't understand. They'd never have thought up Welsh language television, for example, or value-added tax, or Manchester. He'd been particularly pleased with Manchester.
The powers that be seem to be satisfied, he said. Times are changing. So, what's up?
Hastur reached down behind a tombstone.
This is, he said.
Crowley stared at the basket.
Oh, he said. No.
Yes, said Hastur, grinning.
Already?
Yes.
And, it's up to me to...
Yes.
Hastur was enjoying this.
Why me? Said Crowley desperately. You know me, Hastur. This isn't, you know, my scene.
Oh, it is. It is, said Hastur. Your scene. Your starring role. Take it. Times are changing.
Yeah, said Ligure, grinning. They're coming to an end for a start. Why me?
You are obviously highly favoured, said Hastur maliciously. I imagine Ligure here would give his right arm for a chance like this.
That's right, said Ligure.
Someone's right arm anyway, he thought. There were plenty of right arms around. No sense in wasting a good one. Hastur produced a clipboard from the grubby recesses of his mac.
Sign here, he said,
leaving a terrible pause between the words. Crowley fumbled vaguely in an inside pocket and produced a pen. It was sleek and matte black. It looked as though it could exceed the speed limit.
It's a nice pen, said Ligure.
It can write under water, Crowley muttered.
Whatever will they think of next? mused